Hello, this is An Absolute Creation with a podcast in reply to Freedom ERP and his How is the Secret Being Kept podcast. I just first want to say that's a great, great question, and it's a question that actually is the defense of people that, you know, perhaps could be keeping a secret. But I don't altogether think that there's a secret being kept as much as there's other intangibles that create this illusion or disillusion of such. First of all, I'd like to say all this is speculation and none of this can be confirmed, but if I'm trying to make sense of an illogical scenario and put logic to it, this is how I go about doing it. Let's say that Earth is special. If there's a non-interference clause for you know, outside entities to not influence or impede on the development of these special Earthlings, if you want to call it that, and maybe it's not something that, you know, it's more like an energy shift, like a frequency momentum, that if too much intrusion from the outside sources, then the red flags come up. But if there's just small intrusions here and there of just matters of curiosity on these extraterrestrials' you know, minds, then perhaps it's something that can be understood from a better point of view, or a different point of view. Let's just say that, first of all, a lot of people claim to have been abducted. A lot of people claim to have seen UFOs, but it doesn't reach any real respectable position because nobody gives it that. It's always, it's got this negative connotation just painted onto it that, you know, and it's been, I'm sure that was the point, you know, that's one of the tactics to get them to do that. But anyway, my point is that perhaps that they're just not, I mean, maybe it's not some organized species of aliens that are here to plot strategies with, you know, the powers of be, as much as it just might be curious, you know, entities that, you know, or don't really like to follow rules, and maybe some more, even more sinister, and like to influence from a you know, nefarious standpoint. But to say, you know, the secret being covered up, maybe it's not being covered, I guess is what I'm saying. Maybe it's just something that there is a small fraction of the government that has made contact and are able to, you know, extract some sort of benefit from. I'm sure it's vice versa, and just like it's been theorized. Either way, you mentioned the atomic bomb and how, you know, that information was stolen and all that jazz. yeah, it makes perfect sense, but at the same rate, you know, prior to the bomb being made, you know, in the Manhattan Project, it was a private military operation from the War Department that FDR signed off on. You know, when we had 50,000, we created 50,000 employees out here in the desert that didn't even know what they were doing. He signed a $2 billion budget for it, which was completely unheard of at the time. 90 different foreign scientists, all these different, you know, different levels of classification that all confused each other. They couldn't even wrap their head around it. And the Vice President of the United States, Harry Truman, didn't even know about the Manhattan Project until he was briefed on it 2 weeks before he dropped the bomb. So secrets can be kept. I'm just saying, in reference to the atomic, you know, the Russians stealing the atomic bombs from the Manhattan, I mean, the nuclear secrets, that alone is an outside entity, you know, going inside and with the purpose of, you know, stealing and sharing information. If our government and powers to be are in contact with aliens, I think they would have, they have something working on their side. No one's going to believe them. There's no real hard evidence that someone can walk away and say, hey, the government has aliens and I can prove it. Well, how can you prove it? Even the proof that's come out that's seemingly supposed to prove it has been, you know, it can be debated. So, in my opinion, it's too crazy to even understand. And you know, until you can just, you know, see them for yourself, perhaps it's going to be one of those, you know, quagmires of history. But I just wanted to throw in my two cents on Freedom ERP's podcast, just because he's thoughtful enough to always respond to mine. And I do appreciate this podcast. I think it is very, very interesting to think about. And perhaps other good stuff will come out of this. This is An Absolute Creation, signing off.